Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your zip code so I can see if I can locate an account for you?
38128.
Hang on just a moment. What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Rosin.
Rosin Van?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Ms. Van, how you doing this afternoon, ma'am? Could you be a doll and verify your shipping address for me, please, in its entirety for security purposes?
3386 Powers Road, Memphis, Tennessee, 38128.
Okay, thank you very much. And how are you this afternoon, ma'am?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Ms. Van, you've reached a third-party call center again. My name is Vicky, and I'm here to help you with this account. Now, what I'm seeing is that you responded to a contest to win a free mixer, and I'm sure when they initially contacted you, Ms. Van, they said you had already won a mixer. Am I correct on that one?
Correct.
Okay, and then they ask you to pay the shipping and handling. When they do that, it changes into something where they say that now, in order to win the mixer, you have to be enrolled in this mobile food app, and it's called Bites Hub, and it's just that, an app, Ms. Van. It just gives you tips on how to curb sugars and carbs out your diet, how to turn food into real energy, but you have to be enrolled in that app in order to be in the sweepstakes to win the Dyson V11. Now, they charge you $59.89 on today, ma'am, for that first month in Bites Hub. They offer it for $20 a month. How was life for me to handle your account today?
I didn't want it at all. It told me I was going to have to pay $2.95. Right. So that's
yes,
what I
ma'am.
Was putting. I don't want it at all.
Okay. Let me get it canceled out. Give me just one moment, Ms. Van. I'm going to give you a cancel. Wait a minute. It won't let me refund it. So what I'm going to do is void it out that way. The charge will just go up. That money, that $59.89, will go back to your card, okay? It hasn't come off yet. When a transaction is made, it usually has to pend for 3 days. So since this just occurred, I'd reverse the charge. So you should see that money back on your card, ma'am, within the next 24 to 48 hours, okay? And I sent you a void confirmation email letting you know that that money is, in fact, on its way back to your card, Ms. Van.
Okay.
And I sent it to Dash.
Dashana Van, 3818.
There you go. That's it. That's the one. Okay, and I sent it back to your MasterCard ending 6373, okay? Now, I have a cancellation number for you to write down just so you'll have it for a quick reference in the event you'll need it. It's nothing particular you do with it. It just states that you did call in and have your account canceled, Ms. Van.
Oh, what is it?
It's going to be C as in cancel, 920-768-444.
Okay, C920768444.
Yes, ma'am, that's it. That's just a cancellation number, and you'll have your money back on your card within the next couple of days. That charge should just fall off. Now, if you see something that appears that you've been billed again, that's not the case. That's just how it looks sometimes. I don't know why when we void accounts, it looks like you're being charged again. But I assure you, you're not. That's just that money going back on your card, ma'am. You can confirm that with your bank once you see that amount. However it comes in, it's definitely not another charge. It's that money going back on your card, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening, Ms. Van. Stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.